Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am here hosting this lovely call today with Leah Grant. So excited to have you here, Leah. It's been a whirlwind of a week since we launched your offer on Monday. So thank you for being with us here today, Leah.
You are so welcome. Has it ever been a whirlwind week? That's an understatement. But it's great because I did sessions with people who had purchased yesterday, and they're going so deep, and they're wonderful. So I'm happy to be here and to be able to help people. So thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome, and thank you for joining us, and thank you everybody for being with us here today. Leah is going to be with us for the next hour to do some scans for us. Before we get started, though, I just want to address something. So yesterday we had an email go out from one of our team members, Craig, with a pretty dire subject line and topic, and it hit home with a lot of people, both positive and negative. And I wanted to address that and first apologize if it hit you the wrong way, because I know that sometimes when we're triggered like that, it can knock the wind out of you. And also address an important point, and I want Leah to talk on this. She is able to see stuff in your field, whether it's current or future. And so Craig worked well closely with Leah, to help her prepare for this call and this offer and all of that. So as he was doing that, these thoughts came in, like, well, what if this person had worked with Leah? Like, how could things be different? And that, he felt pretty passionately about putting that email out for that reason. And so, again, apologizing. However, also, letting you know that those things can be seen. And so, Leah, I want you just to kind of talk a little bit about that and your experience and what it all means and all of that before we dive in and start talking to listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I see something in your field, so if I say I'm seeing a potential injury in your field, or I'm seeing a potential, something as dire as cancer in your field, what that means is that is in the realm of possibility for you at a higher percentage than it is for someone else. And it means the energy is close to you. It does not mean that it is inevitable, and it does not mean that it is not preventable. And that's one of the things that, one of the examples that I have, of a client that I worked with many years ago, he came to me, well, his wife actually came to me, and she was super scared because he was in this massive place of fear that he was coming up on his 65th birthday, and every man in his family had died of cancer by the age of 65 in his family. I mean, we're talking like 13, 14 men in his family. And he was the next one that was coming up on that age. And his wife said, "Can you work with him?" And I said, "Well, he has to agree." And he said, "Well, I'm not into the woo-woo stuff. I don't know what you do, but, can you help me?" And I read his field and I said, "Yeah, this is pretty simple. Like, you just need to stop smoking." And he was a pipe and a cigar smoker. And I was like, "You need to do a detox to get those chemicals out of your system, because your lineage has a sensitivity to tobacco. And that sensitivity turns into cancer." And when they were able to get rid of that, like, he stopped smoking dead cold, stopped cold turkey that day when I had the conversation with him. And he's 79 now. So he broke the cycle because he just needed to know what he didn't need to do anymore. And it left his field and he didn't manifest it. And he still hasn't manifested it. And because I talk to them every year when I go back to Colorado. And so that's what I want to tell you all. Even if I'm seeing something in your field, it's not an absolute. It just means that it's there and it's a possibility. And it could be from inheritance. It could be from something that you've been doing, a thought form that you've been having over and over. Emotions, you guys, you'll notice that I mention a lot of times that one of the things that can be creating an illness for you is an emotion that you have not been expressing. Emotions are powerful energy. They're like little energy bubbles. And if you collect, if they start collecting and collecting and collecting, they can manifest into illness in the physical realm. And so, but releasing that energy releases the possibility of the illness coming. So, you know, what I do is really help people to figure out, like, what do they need to release? What do they need to stop doing a lot of times? Or what do they need to start doing that will help them to stay as healthy and vibrant as possible? And then after that, it's really choice for most people. You know, I told one lady yesterday, like, she's got to stop eating dairy. Her body is responding super negatively to it. And she's like, but that's what I eat at every meal. I eat cheese. Like, that's my food. And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's what I'm getting. And so she may choose to keep eating cheese and having the symptoms and having the illnesses get worse and worse, or she could choose to stop. So we're always at choice in our health. The only things, and this is why we say it's the 99%, is that sometimes our divine blueprint has an illness in it that we chose to experience as part of coming to Earth and this incarnation. And those are the ones that, you know, you can choose how you handle that, but oftentimes there's not a cure for it because you've chosen to actually have that experience. So I hope that, does that answer what you wanted me to speak to, Gretchen?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense to me. And if there are questions or you have concerns or want more information on this, you know, please write in, let us know, ask when you're unmuted. But, you know, again, just putting that disclaimer out, we're, you know, not diagnosing or anything like that. You know, this is reading your field, looking at, you know, what is a possibility and helping clear that, if that sums it up, Leia.
It does. And I'll also let you guys know, I don't, in a public forum, on the Facebook scans I'm doing and on any scans I do on the phone, I will not mention cancer if I see it in somebody's field, because it throws people into this negative tailspin because they feel hopeless about that diagnosis. And so if we're in an individual session and I see it, we'll have a conversation about it, because I can really go deep with you and share with you exactly how to prevent it. But if we're in a forum like this, I'm not going to mention it. So I do think that's important to note to people as well.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, thank you for that. And I think we're ready for callers if you're ready.
Yeah, let's just clear the space a little bit. So, you know, that was
perfect.
Kind of a heavy conversation, and I'm feeling people kind of go, whoa, you know, kind of be a little bit woo about it. So let's actually call in all of the positive energies that want to be here with us today, that to support everyone getting the information that they need to help them to make the changes to be as vibrant, as healthy as they possibly can. Let's also disinvite anything that does not want people to be vibrant and healthy, because there are energies that feed off of sickness and illness. And so they are disinvited from this space today. And they are cast out of everyone's space altogether and not invited to return. We have to do this like you actually want to command your space. Like, this is my space. You don't belong in it. So to keep a lot of those energies out that just sort of float around in our universe. And we're also going to ask that everybody's higher self kind of pop in and be very present with us today, because they are excellent sources of information for me. And when they talk to me, they usually give super, super specific information. And then I can validate that with what I'm seeing so that I know that it is, it's something to share with you. So with that, I think we are ready now. It feels cleaner. It feels cleaner.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right, so let me refresh here. If you want to pick between 1 and 32.
I'm just going to let you pick them today.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see here. Let's go with number 1. Number one, your first three digits are 623. 623, you are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hi, thank you for picking me.
You're welcome.
What's your name, honey?
Who is this?
My name's Veronica Garcia from Phoenix.
Hi, Veronica. What
Hi.
Do you have going on? What's your concern?
Well, my dad died of cancer. My niece did too when she was two. So I'm going to see if there's anything you can clear for that, for the family and for me.
Yeah, so there, it's not actually in your DNA. When I look into it, it's not like it's a lineage thing like it was for the gentleman I gave an example for. So it's essentially, yeah, so for your family, what it is it's exposure to things that are cancer causing. So what you want to do is you want to watch your diet, you want to watch the things that you're exposed to. It feels like the gentleman in your family who died, it was from what he was exposed to at work, chemicals or fumes or some dust. It feels like dust that he was exposed to in his work environment that actually contributed to him developing the cancerous cells.
Okay. He was a gardener.
Okay. Pesticides. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Veronica, I'm not seeing this for you, so you don't need to create this for yourself.
Okay, thank you so much. I've changed my diet.
Yeah,
a lot.
You're so welcome. Yeah, that's absolutely helping. Just stay out of the fear. Just don't be afraid of it, because the thing is, and you guys, I want to tell everybody this: cancer is actually one of the easiest things to heal. They just don't want you to know that. Our body always has cancer cells in it because all they are is mutated cells. But our immune system finds them and flushes them out. And the reason it develops into cancer is because our immune system gets compromised, or the toxic load in our body gets so high that the immune system is busy doing other things and can't get rid of them fast enough, so it grows into the tumor. And so this is where we want to be, you know, focusing on our food, focusing on having those healthy environments so that we keep our immune system really strong, getting enough water, getting enough sleep, all of those things. And cancer is actually one of the easiest to get rid of and the most avoidable of a lot of the illnesses. And I know that it's strange to hear that because of, you know, so many people that die from it. But it really is. It really is a disease, too, that's impacted very much by emotion.
Okay.
All right, Veronica, thank you so much. Big hugs to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks, Veronica. All right. Very interesting. Interesting information. Leah, can you take write-ins as well, or only people that are calling in?
Yeah, I should be able to. The only thing is if I can't connect with their energy, but I should be able to.
All right, cool. All right, I have Shannon who wrote in, and she said, I would love to have a scan. My body has been rebelling for the last month, and it doesn't seem to like the doctors are finding answers.
It doesn't seem like the doctors are finding answers? Is that what it says?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shannon. Yeah, you've got, like, your body has a lot of inflammation. So something triggered an inflammatory response that's just then setting off all of your systems. It's like I look at your body and there's, like, the alarm light going off, right? The, like, wah, 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 wah. Best thing I usually recommend for people who are having this kind of what I call the initial crisis is to do a juice cleanse, a detox juice cleanse that's alkaline. And there's several of them you can find online. There's one, I think it's Dr. Joe. I'll find it and post it in the Facebook group. It's a really good one to follow. He gives you the recipes. He tells you, you know, how often to drink it. And I actually followed this when I had one of those crises, and it completely mellowed my body out.
So what it feels like the cause of this was sort of what I call the perfect storm. There were three elements that came into play that triggered this in your body. And one was emotional, and one was mental, and one was basically, it's like a food allergy that you have. And so you've got to just get your body to settle down so that it can actually, like, balance itself out. So that would be my recommendation for Shannon.
Perfect. Thank you. And Shannon, if you can write in and let us know how that landed with you, that would be great. Okay, our next caller is, your first three digits are 780.
Hello.
You are unmuted. Hello.
Hello, this is Paris. Oh, I'm so excited. I got picked. Thank you.
You're welcome, Paris.
My question is, Paris, I have lower back pain that seems to be aggravated when I'm sleeping. I have this I seem to arch my back a lot when I'm sleeping, so it's causing me to have a lot of pain, and it's been going on for months. So I'm wondering if Leah could give me some insight.
Yeah, so there's lower back a lot of times has to do with, well, back in general has to do with not feeling supported. Lower back is financial. And it's when we have fear about money. It's when we have fear about future abundance. Although some of this is how you're sleeping, if you put a pillow between your knees, that will actually support your back when you sleep. Do you do that?
Yes, I do. Off and on when I, yeah. I was wondering if there was anything beyond that. Like, if there was, at one point I saw an implant.
I was going to say, it definitely feels like a chiropractor would help, first of all, because your lower back is out. And it's out in that vertebrae that's, like, right above the coccyx bone. It's, in fact, like, I can feel it in my own back right now. So you need an adjustment, first of all. And so that's the first thing, because it's pinching a nerve because your back is out of alignment. But you were going to say something else.
Yeah, I have an appointment scheduled, so that's, I was wondering if there was emotional or anything else, but I will get that adjustment.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes our stuff is just physical. You know, sometimes sometimes we just walk the wrong way and we throw our back out. The other thing I'm getting, though, is that the pillow that you're putting between your knees may not be the right depth. So you need to make sure that it's not so thick that it's actually making your knee go above your hip when you're lying on your side. And you want to make sure that it's not flat enough that your hip is dipping down. So what you want is your knee to be even with your hip when you're laying on your side.
Okay.
So it's like finding the Goldilocks pillow is what I'm hearing. Like, you have to find that pillow that's just right.
Yeah, I'll try it in the shops and lay down on the floor.
Exactly, right? You know, or the other thing that you can do is you can actually get, if the pillow's too flat, you can take like a blanket and fold it up and put it inside the pillowcase to like play with it to get it to the right length, to the right height.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, but my feeling on yours is it's very physical. Like,
yeah.
I'm not feeling a lot of radiating out of you having, like, emotional stuff attached to it, or it feels pretty simple to resolve.
Okay. Sounds great.
Awesome. Great.
Thank
let
you
know mom. How you do.
Thanks.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Our next caller, your first three digits are 474. 474, you are unmuted.
Hello.
I'm
calling from Norway. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name
Thanks
is
for joining.
My name is Lena. And I wonder if I have this thing with my diet, and a few years ago I did this diet and it totally threw me off. And now my diet is I'm very emotional. I don't know why, because this is this diet. I lean towards sweet things and carbs, and I do not want it to be like that. And I wonder if there's anything you can clear for me. If there's something in my lineage or some kind of trauma that's doing this for me, because I want to eat healthy, but one part of me just do not want to do it. It's almost like I've given up.
Yeah.
And another thing is that. Another thing is that I feel like I'm just in limbo in life. It's like I'm not going anywhere. I am not able to embrace my life. It's almost like one part of me is that, and one part of me wants to go on. I'm feeling very shaky right now.
Yeah, it's okay. You're all right. Well, so I've actually got a really good answer for you, which you're going to be happy because there's a way to take care of this. You have parasites. And what people don't realize is parasites are actually little organisms. And when they get into your gut system, they have their own cravings. Their favorite things to eat are sugar and carbs and wheat. Those are their like food of choice. And they have the ability to mimic your hormones. So what they do is they mimic your hormones and tell your body to give you the signals to eat sugar and to eat wheat and to eat carbs. So do you ever feel like, I don't want this, but I feel kind of possessed to eat it?
Yeah, I do. And I know all this stuff about parasites, but this person has told me, no, you don't have parasites. You don't have parasites. I thought, okay, I don't have them. But I'm glad you're telling me that because that makes sense. I know that they can do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different types of parasites. There are tons of different types of parasites, and medical doctors test your stool. And so they say, well, like if they don't come out in the stool, then you don't have them. But there are parasites that actually can live up in the stomach as opposed to living in the lower intestines. The ones that live in the stomach do not actually get expelled very often. They only do really when they die out through the poop. And so the doctors can't test for them. So this is where, you know, I love medicine. I do not say do not use medicine, but they can't catch everything because they're using the test that they have available to them. They can't see in the body. They're not looking in there, seeing these little nefarious guys. You're not nervous right now. They are, because they know that I can feel them.
You know, the funny thing is that what I can. And right when I started talking, I got really scared, and I couldn't breathe, and my body just turned red. I'm like, what is this? Like, so I totally follow what you're saying, and I believe everything you're saying makes total sense.
Go to Dr. Clark's. There's a store called Dr. Clark's, and I don't make any money off of these things, but I recommend you guys. So Dr. Clark's has a parasite cleanse kit that's very effective, and I feel like it would be effective for you.
Where would I buy it from?
Online. Dr. Clark.
Okay, so it's in America. I'm in Norway, so I would have to order it on Amazon or something like that.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Or you could look what the products are that are in the cleanse and maybe get them in your country.
Okay, that's like, I wonder, can you? Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Do you know of a cleanse that Marcus Rokrans does? He has a parasite cleanse, and I actually bought it a few years ago, but it expired. I didn't use it. So maybe, I don't know if it was the parasites that were like telling me you shouldn't use it. I don't know. Someone said it wasn't. I don't know.
I'm not sure about that product. Like, I don't know what the energy of that product is. So it feels very
it feels very dead when you mention it. So maybe it's like the active ingredient in it isn't alive anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I threw it away. I have some of the things left, but I'm going to toss it out. So do you feel like that's the whole problem? The fact that I'm not able to move forward. It's like kind of like I'm stuck in limbo.
Yeah, because they're impacting your hormones. You know, it just like if you look at a parasite that grows, like moss, when it grows on a tree, at first it's just like kind of decorative on the side of the tree. But once it starts taking over more and more of the tree starts limping or turning yellow or not growing anymore. And so because the parasite is literally living off of your life force. And so if it's taking your life force, you don't have your life force available. So then you feel less motivated. You feel less excited about life. So the first step is to clear those out, and then we do a new scan on just you.
I have a package. I bought your package, so I have a session with you coming up. Oh, well, I haven't scheduled one yet. I will. So.
Lana, I would love for you to start the cleanse and schedule your session like 2 or 3 weeks out so we can see how it's doing.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, thank you so much. I'm so happy you told me this. It makes total sense. Oh.
Yeah, let us know how you do, okay? Yeah,
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Very fascinating. I didn't know that about parasites. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, and this can happen, you guys, too, if you have nanotechnology in you. You know, there's a lot of people right now promoting nanotechnology. There's some vitamin companies that are like, oh, these have nanotechnology in them. It'll go in there and, you know, get into all your cells. And it's like, no, we don't want that, actually, because it can change the structure of your cells and start changing your DNA. And nanotechnology is, it's artificial. It's not organic, and it's not part of who we are. Now, parasites are organic. They exist in nature, but their whole purpose is to live off of another organism, and you don't want to be the organism they're living off of.
Yeah, interesting. Huh, very cool. So Shannon wrote back in. She said, thank you so much. The perfect storm is exactly what I believe happened. So thank you for that Shannon.
Yeah. Awesome. Right. Yeah. I think she'll be able to get reset. It may take 2 weeks of doing the cleanse, by the way, the juice cleanse, like two weeks on it strict just to get the body to like calm down and be like, huh, okay, we're okay. This is okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So Lisa wrote in and she said, I would like to know what is causing anxiety and panic and if I can, how I can clear it out of my system.
Yeah. You've had this since you were a kid, right? And oh, she's on the thing, so she can't answer me. Yeah, that's been with her for a while. So this is actually created by the food that she's eating. She's very sensitive to what she's eating. And so taking meat out of her diet would be super helpful. So what she's actually feeling, part of what she's feeling, it isn't all of it, part of what she's feeling is when an animal is slaughtered. And for those of you who eat meat, you're not going to like to hear this. I don't like even talking about it. But the moment that they are slaughtered, that emotion that they are having in that moment is what gets trapped in the cells of their muscles. And then if you eat that, you're eating that fear, that terror. And for some people, they can digest it and move through it, and they don't even notice, they don't even feel it. But for those who are more sensitive, and oh my gosh, particularly those of you who are starseeds, man, you cannot handle it. Like you eat that and you feel like you start digesting the meat and those emotions start coming out from the animal and you have to digest that energy and suddenly you start feeling anxious and fearful and not safe and you're like, why is this happening? I'm just sitting in my house. And it's because you're taking on, you're getting that energy from that meat, from that animal that went through that, you know, experience. So that would be the first step, is to cut meat out of your diet. The second step is to do some breathing exercises. Your breathing is very, very shallow, and you need to learn how to breathe all the way down into your body. You like to stay kind of up in those higher energy realms, but you've got to like start breathing down to your root chakra and really allowing the whole body to have air, so that the parasympathetic nervous system gets the oxygen that it needs and can relax. That's what I've got
awesome.
For her.
Thank you. Thank you. Lisa, let us know how that resonates with you. All right. I'm going to announce your special offer link, Leah. It's orderjoynow.com/Leah19. That's LEAH19. Orderjoynow.com/Leah19. You can take a look at that offer. There still are sessions available, a limited number. I'm not sure how many. I forgot to check before we got on. So, so you can take a look at that, see if this offer resonates with you, and jump on those before we close out the sessions. So with that, let's take our next caller. This looks like an international caller. Your first three digits are 316. 316. You are unmuted.
It's me?
It is you.
Oh, hello, Kristen. Hello, Leah.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked me. I would like for you, Leah, to scan my reproductive system. And well, also, I have very low energy, and so what you can find.
Yeah, what's your name?
Catalina.
Catalina. Oh, you have estrogen dominance. So you're that's causing your fatigue. That's causing, you have really, you have a lot. So estrogen dominance is really interesting. It affects us in really ways that, like, the symptoms don't even seem to make sense, because you're tired, you may be more irritable or moody. You might also just kind of randomly have times when you just start crying and you're not really sad. It's almost like your body just is like, oh, I'm going to cry right now.
I don't have that. I'm not.
Okay, good.
It's hard for me to cry.
So you also have testosterone. Your testosterone is also out of balance, and that would affect the tear ducts. Have they done a hormonal balance test on you yet?
Not very deep. I have menstruation pain, a lot of pain.
Yeah, heavy periods.
Yeah. And with
that's part of, and you can also, with the estrogen dominance, develop cysts or the hard nodules in the reproductive area. It's actually very fixable. It's usually they do bioidentical hormone therapy for it, or you can change your diet. So I would look up on the internet estrogen dominance reset.
Yeah.
And there's foods you can eat, because whatever we eat, you know, you guys, our body produces everything for us, our chemicals, from what we eat. And then from what it ends up taking from other parts of the body if it needs it. So it's always kind of trying to create all those chemicals that we need to survive, which are, you know, our serotonin and our dopamine and all of our hormones that help us through the day, you know, testosterone, proestrogen, all of those things. And there's certain foods that give it more ingredients for one or the other. So if the body gets more ingredients to make more testosterone, it'll make more testosterone. If the body's getting more ingredients to make estrogen, it makes more estrogen. So if it's making too much estrogen, that's when you want to back off giving it as much of those ingredients. So even if it's in this production mode where it's like wanting to make all this estrogen, if you give it less ingredients to, it can't make that much, and it'll help balance you out. So that would be the first thing that I would suggest you do. I think that will help immensely. Yeah. The other thing that I'm actually getting would help you with the menstrual pain is to be doing yoga. There's a ton of tightness down in that area. And so when the muscles are tight in that area, when you actually have your menstruation, it's causing some lockup in there because it's like, oh, we're stressed, like, and we don't have the mobility. So then those muscles like contract and they kind of lock up, and that creates more of that pain. So doing, and it's restorative yoga. You don't need to do like the, you know, hardcore yoga. It's the slow poses, the hip openers, the stuff that really focuses on giving you space in the abdomen.
But the pain is just on the upper where my liver is also. So it's not only down there. No. I've tried yoga, all kinds of yoga, but it never helped. So I cannot eat when I have the menstruation. My liver is not working, or my digestive system does not work. So I have to be drinking for 2 days every month.
Let me look at your liver for a minute. Well, you have an undersized liver, first of all, which is interesting. It's smaller than like for your size. I would expect it to be bigger.
Oh.
I mean, we all have different size organs. It's not like that's going to hurt you. It's just you can't process as much for your size, and it is congested. It's very congested, and so there's a lot going on here. So if we were to do a session, I would actually go through all the layers of this and unpack it, because I'm getting that there's a lot that's going into this, there's some emotion. There's some spiritual stuff going on. There's some physical stuff that's actually going on. And so it's more of a complex situation than some of the other ones I've talked about here so far.
Yeah. I've been cleaning my liver for 15 years. I've been doing liver flushes, and I don't eat anything. I don't eat wheat. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat any chemicals.
That's why I said there's other things going on than just the physical component to it.
Yeah.
So, and it's, like I said, it would probably take me about 15, 20 minutes to really go through the entire thing. And I can't do that on this call because we're doing 5-minute scans, but I'd be more than happy to help you, you know, if there's a way that you can do a session.
Okay. So do you think one session is would be enough? Because I've done everything for 15 years, and it's just not getting. I'm better.
Well, you know what I tell people is one get started with one session, and then we see how you do. So I give you guys a plan. You literally walk away from a session with me. I send you a post report, and there's a plan for what to do mentally, what to do emotionally, what to do spiritually, what to do physically. And we've talked about it on the call. So you go away also with a list of declarations and affirmations to support the work that we do in the call. So it's empowering you to take those actions that will help you. And I feel it. You're so frustrated. You're like, I have been dealing with this. I have been taking actions. I have been like, I just need somebody to tell me that one thing that's going to really make the difference in this. And it isn't going to be just one thing. I wish I had that answer for you, and I don't have it for you because it isn't just one thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you
yeah,
so much.
So, thanks for joining. And just know, like, one session is where to start. Like Leah said, it's where to get the information that you need, and then just see where it takes you and see how you progress after that. So definitely, yeah. If it feels right for you, you know, it sounds like Leah can help you kind of put a plan together. So if it feels right, jump on in, okay?
Okay, thank you
so
much.
This is really something about me that's very different than a lot of people. I mean, I'm not about, like, I want to empower you to have the information that you need to take care of your own health. I don't need people to be patients for life. You know, come back when you need something. But I don't need you to be tied to me, because what I want is for you to recognize that you have all the tools that you actually need inside of you to heal yourself. And sometimes you need to grab a healer or grab somebody like me to help you see the things you're not able to see, or to get you into the energetic frequency. You know, when you go to an energy worker that does a lot of stuff, you know, and I do some of that, but I don't do the super deep stuff. And they just get you back on that frequency. And then you can start doing that for yourself. And so, you know, that's, and it does sometimes. I have one woman I saw yesterday. She's got so many different things going on. We are going to do a second session, because it's layered. And it's, you know, when you are building illnesses over 36 years, you know, 30 minutes isn't going to get rid of all of them in one thing. But, you know, we addressed 5 or 6 of them. She's got homework to do. I said, go do it. Come back in a month. Then let's look at the next layer.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And I like that how you do it that way. That's, you know, it's just peeling an onion, right?
It is. It is. And like I said, for some people, it's super simple. Like, you know, here, do this.
Yep.
And for others, it's like they've been creating, you know, a litany of things. And so you have to kind of take one piece off before you can see the next one. And that is true, too. Anybody who has parasites or anybody who has nanotechnology that we have to get out of them first, you can't get a super clear reading on them when you've got, you know, a million other little entities that are in them and in their field. You can't see them super clearly. You got to flush those out and then go back and rescan them and say, okay, now here's what's really going on with you now that we've gotten those little boogers out of the way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Awesome. So Lisa wrote back in and she said, yes, I have had it since childhood, have been moving toward fruits and vegetables, and have been participating in breathing courses. I think I need to get the breathing deeper. Thank you for clearing this up for me. So hard to function with anxiety. So thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a way out of this. Keep going.
Yeah.
And clear. The package A would be really great for her, because it actually does the clearings and gives her the clearings for the other 8 weeks, because she's got a lot of debris in her field too, because she's sensitive and she picks up on things. And so that would really help her to, like, because she's not only feeling her stuff, she's feeling other people's stuff too.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. All right, so I have a write-in here from Jennifer. She's saying, hi, I have a weight issue. Can you help?
Oh, weight, you know what? Weight is so complicated usually. So let me tap into that. Jennifer, what's Jennifer's last name? If she's willing, or just the first letter? Because I'm having trouble just instantly connecting with her.
She has Jenny Lynn. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. I wasn't picking up on Jennifer, but Jenny Lynn, that works. So this is there's a lineage component to this, which goes back to about three lifetimes ago. There is a physical component to it as well, but that's easily fixable. There's four different emotional components to this. You really don't like to feel stuff. And that's creating an environment that invites weight on, because your body is responding to the fear by trying to protect you. And a lot of the fear is subconscious for you too. It's like you don't live in this like constant state of fear. You don't walk around going, "I'm afraid, I'm afraid." But you know when you get triggered, that fear gets touched, and then you get very defensive. Is this resonating, Jenny?
Let us know, Jenny, if you could write in and let us know how this resonates. All right. While we wait, do you have more to say to her?
There's a journey here for her in this, and there's a lot of pieces to it. I'd love to do a session with her because there's some stuff around it that I don't want to say in a public forum, too.
Okay, perfect.
That I'm picking up on, yeah.
All righty. Jenny, let us know how that all resonates with you. All right, so let's take caller. Your first three digits are 530. 530, you are unmuted.
Wonderful. Hi, Leah. Hi, Gretchen. Thank you so much.
Hi, welcome. Who's this?
Hi, this is Becky, and I'm calling about two things. One is the neck spinal area, and the other is long-time digestive issues.
Were you breastfed?
Yes.
Okay. Because the first thing that I got drawn to is that the digestive issues actually started when you were a child because you weren't getting enough of the right nutrients. Pardon?
I'm a twin.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So you had to basically fight for what you were getting in the womb.
You had to share
all that stuff that was coming in. So that's where it started. And so for you, there's a spiritual piece to this. Well, it's sort of like psycho-spiritual in a sense, because you have to retrain your body that there's more than enough and that
beautiful. It
can – pardon?
That's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, that there's really more than enough, so that it's not kind of – constantly trying to digest every little midget piece that it gets, and then it's like overworking. So the other piece is that there is there's something that you're eating raw. Like, do you eat a lot of raw food?
No.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say your body does not want raw food at all. Like, it's too much. It's too hard for it to digest.
I don't eat any raw food. I'm vegan, and I steam my vegetables. I have a really clean diet, and I take digestive enzymes, supplements, nutritional whole food stuff.
Yeah, and no soy either, right? You're not eating soy.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So your body's just validating that. It's just telling me like, yeah, don't eat any raw food. What you're doing is good. So in order to heal your digestive system, we have to rewrite some of the DNA code. because the as you were fighting for those nutrients, like your stomach created its process in a certain way. And so we need to rewrite how it does that. And that's an interesting process. It's something we can certainly do on a session if you can do a session with me. And it takes about 15 minutes to do the rewrite on the digestive system or on any system that you need a rewrite on. But you have all the components there. Your body's just confused about how to really settle down and do it. And there's also some stress that's contributing to that as well right now that's making the digestive tract a little bit more sensitive.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Does that help?
Yes, beautiful. And I'm also wondering about a neck spinal issue. I'm doing things to heal, taking certain minerals, some exercises, and chiropractor. There's a spinal cord bulging disc, degenerative disc, stenosis, and a forward curve. So I'm working on healing naturally. And I'm wondering about stem cell technology for the osteopenia, et cetera, if those kinds of – I'm just wondering what else could I be doing to help the neck.
Yeah, I do actually get that stem cell therapy would be good for you. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you know where they're sourcing the stem cells from. Because you do have a very sensitive body, you want to also ask your doctor to do a test to make sure that you don't reject or have a reaction to the stem cells that they're choosing. And not all stem cell companies do that, but you can just say to your doctor, you know, I would like to do a test to see how I'm going to respond to the stem cell therapy. Because I don't want you getting sicker because the ones that they're using are not aligned with your body and have your body reject them.
Right.
So I'm definitely getting the quality and the sourcing of where the stem cells come from are important for you.
Yeah, I hear that they can use your own stem cells also.
Yeah, they centrifuge them or something to spin them. If you have young enough stem cells, they can do that. I think up to a certain age, they can do that. But it also depends on what you're needing them for. Because if you actually need them for, I believe, like regrowth, they often want to use like the younger stem cells.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so is there anything else I can be doing for my, besides, I mean, I'd love for my body to connect with, you know, healing. And if it's not for quality of life on every level, you know, I can use some technologies that we have available. So, so is there anything I could be doing different or in addition?
Yeah, you're doing so much. Like you really are. I'm gonna do if you have a package, whichever one you have. I'm gonna do a blueprint attunement to attune you to your original blueprint. And that will bring back any distortions for anything that that isn't supposed to be happening for you. So it'll basically kickstart the body into going back to how it was designed to be.
Beautiful.
So it's,
okay.
Yeah, it's very awesome. Similar to like a chiropractic adjustment. Like, hey, this is how the back is supposed to be, except it does it on an energetic and a soul level and also hits the, you know, the DNA markers.
Awesome. Wow, that's beautiful feedback. Thank you so much, Leia. And thank you, Gretchen.
You're welcome. Thank
you
for joining us. Let us know how you do.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I hope to get a package. Thank you so much.
Awesome. That's so cool. So that blueprint, Leia, is that with both package A and B?
Yeah, we decided I was going to be just a limited time bonus for the first people who bought on the early bird. And I just decided, you know what, people really need this. I'm just going to leave it in the packages. So it's in package A and it's in package B.
Awesome. And so I'm looking at your page now. Again, I'll announce it again. It's orderjoynow.com/Leah19. That's L-E-A-H 19. And so it says blueprint attunement for current lifetime. So it resets your current lifetime back to, you know, back to the original blueprint. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I say current lifetime because I'm working more in resetting your physical body into that, because we actually have a soul blueprint that travels through all of our lifetimes. I'm not dealing with the soul blueprint. I'm dealing with the blueprint for this lifetime where you said, I'm incarnating as a human in a body, and this is what I want my life to look like.
Very cool. Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. That's really cool. So I think we are about out of time. I know you have a session coming up, so I want to honor your time. Is there anything, Leah, that you want to say before we wrap up today's call?
Oh, gosh. I'm so overwhelmed and overjoyed by, you know, everybody wanting, you know, this work. And it really is validation for me that I need to focus more on that. Because if any of you guys have looked at my website, I actually do a lot of things. And it's just knowing how much people need this and how much they want it is just amazing. I will also say that for those of you who were in the first 100, I just got 5 more scans done today on the Facebook group, and I will have the rest of them done by the end of the week. I'm working through them while also juggling, you know, making sure I'm doing people's appointments and everything. So please be patient with me. I am getting to those.
Awesome. Thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that. So thank you. Very cool. Well,
yeah, and
Leah,
let's send everybody off today. Yeah. Can we just send everybody off today with like a big, let's ask for like all of the energies that were here with us today to support us, that they just like shower us with this nice, soothing, calming, just kind of, I always see it as like this green gel that you just kind of can snuggle into, that is also encouraging the body to heal. It's encouraging the body to relax and to allow itself, and that it knows that everybody who is on this call has the intention to be in optimal health. We want that message to go to every body that's on this call. And I'm done.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being with us here today. I love this call. It's fascinating what you do. I really appreciate that. Guys, her offer is still available. There are still sessions left. I'm sorry, I don't have the amount. But I know they were selling yesterday and this morning. So if you want.
Yeah, we sold. Gretchen, just so you know, we sold out
ahead.
Of the 50. And I opened another 25
yeah.
up this morning. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So,
and for those
yeah.
of you
so
who
thank
are
you for, that.
Yeah, for those of you who are getting them, for those of you who are getting them today, I'm still adding some appointment times into the calendar. So if you go into the calendar and you're like, "Wow, there's not very many appointment times," give me a day or two, and I'll get some more times in there for you all.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you for that clarification. I really appreciate that. So if you guys want to jump in, the offer is still up. There are sessions still available. Because Leah so graciously opened up some more. So jump in if this work resonates with you. And Leah, thank you for being here. This is a fantastic call. And thank you, everybody, for being here with us today. I so love doing these calls with all of you and spending this time with you. So thank you. Leah, thanks so much, and hope to have you back.
Thank
again.
You. Absolutely.
Right.
Thank
Bye,
you
everyone.
So much, Gretchen. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.